Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hashtag Be Inspired by Shehales. How are you doing today? I trust you woke up well. How is everything going? Well, have you remembered to give gratitude to God for waking you up this morning? Priceless. First, as always, I want to say thank you to everyone who's been sharing the podcast. Thank you for your messages and your comments. Thanks for going on the website www.shereallyheals.com. I'm getting all your messages and your comments, and I want to say thank you, guys. I love you. Well, today I want to talk about something that me and the girl spoke about this week, and that is giving excuses and the reasons why a lot of us are not moving forward. Because we keep giving excuses, we keep justifying the bad things we do, so we don't realize that by justifying them, we're not learning a lesson, so we keep doing them the same way and get the same results, and we don't move from where we are to where we're going. Now you're wondering, what am I going on about today? I will let you know. Here it is. Now the girls and I were talking about one of us. Now she was on the phone. Then she stopped. She was actually driving. She was on the phone as well, talking. And then all of a sudden, someone said, oh, send me the address. And she was texting and driving at the same time. The next thing, she didn't realize the traffic in front had stopped. And boom, she smashes into the person in front. So she came to the meet and was like, oh, girls, help me thank God. Wow, I almost killed myself today. Guess what? I hit a car from behind. And when I took it when we got down, the damage wasn't so bad, thank God. Then somebody said, wow, thank God, it could be worse. At least it was a small damage. Well, let's thank God for that. And everybody went on like that. And I was like, hold on a minute. What are you trying to say here? It isn't. I mean, yes, thank God she didn't hit someone. But why don't we address the fact that she was driving and texting? Something she shouldn't do. Yes, it could be worse, but it wasn't. But you did something wrong. Admit it, the money you had to spend to fix this person's car, you wouldn't have had to spend it if you weren't texting and driving. Now, all the time we give justifications, oh, why are you bothered? It could be worse. Just take it like that. It doesn't matter. For example, in the part of the world where I come from, a man goes out and cheats on his wife and maybe impregnates somebody else. They call a family meeting and the woman sits down and is complaining that, oh, my husband impregnated someone, he had an affair, and do you know what they say? Why are you stressing? He's just pregnant for one person now. And he's not even bringing this woman into your house to bug you. Why are you bothered? And even if he brings the woman into the house, is he chasing you out? Is he not taking care of you? Is he not taking care of your children? Come on, there's nothing that's happening now that hasn't happened before. You won't be the first and you won't be the last. So leave the man be. Just go stay there and take care of him. That would be the excuse they would give. Now tell me, what justification is there for that? Why do you think a man in that part of the world will stop doing that? They'll keep doing it because everybody else justifies it. Even the woman's parents would tell her, what's the big deal? Is he asking you to leave? You better go stay with your husband. You better forgive him. And there's a funny one I heard. There's a proverb that says, well, I mean, it's just two things. Why are you upset? Now he has two. It's a lot of people. The more, the merrier. Come on, people. We do that all the time. We do things that we justify bad things that we do, make excuses for ourselves. And how do you learn from that? You never learn. Because every time something happens, you say, it could be worse. You know, you don't read, you don't study, you fail your exams. Maybe you get 45 of 100 and he goes, it could be worse. I could have gotten 20. Rather than say, if I had studied, I would have gotten more. I wouldn't have failed. You say, oh, it could be worse. You know, everything, there's always an it could be worse. Well, there was something going on WhatsApp. I think it was on Facebook as well that I watched. It was so funny. And let me share it with you. I'm sure some of you have seen it. But it was a video, you know, a really funny video that brought this message home. It could be worse. Now, here it goes. The video started by showing this father screaming and complaining that his 16-year-old had impregnated a girl. And the mother, he was screaming and calling the mother and asking the boy, how dare you? What were you thinking? You're only 16. How can you do this? The mother, everybody was in commotion. The boy was there apologizing. I'm sorry, daddy. I'm sorry, daddy. After a while, the boy said, dad, I'm just joking. Actually, I just failed my exams. And the man was like, "Ah, thank you, Lord. I thought you had impregnated someone. It could have been worse. At least it's just exams that you failed." Now, look at that. The boy was smart. He knew that for his parents who came from Africa, all he had to do was tell them something so bad that they couldn't even imagine it. And then they would have gone ballistic. And by the time he now tells them that he failed his exams, that will pale in comparison to what he actually said he did. So he will be forgiven. The truth is, he had gotten home and said it directly that, "Dad, I failed my exams," he would have gotten into big trouble. But he thought of something so bad that failing would be like, "Oh, just failing. I thought you impregnated somebody, you know." And that's what he did, and he got off scot-free. Now, a lot of us are like that. We tend to justify everything, and then we don't learn because we keep repeating the same mistakes all over again. And what do? Rather than sit down and dissect, why did this thing happen to me? It shouldn't have happened. If I was careful, if I had done this, if I hadn't done this, it wouldn't have happened. It's wrong. It shouldn't happen. What do we say? It could be worse. It's no big deal. It could be worse. At least something else would have happened. Now, let me tell you a story of a couple who went on this mission of it could be worse, and the outcome, well, you decide. Well, here is the story of a couple. Now, this couple loved each other. They were married for about a year when things started to change. One day, the guy came home and his dinner wasn't ready. And he said to his wife, "Where's my food?" And she goes, "I'm cooking it." And he goes, "What have you been doing since?" And he goes, "Well, I went to work. I just came back. You just came back. And I'm trying to cook. And you said the maid shouldn't cook for you, so I'm cooking." And they were arguing back and forth. And the next thing, the man slaps her and says, "When did you start this? We got married and now you think we're mates? How dare you talk to me that way?" And he slaps her. And she goes to her room and cries. And he says, "I better come down and my food is ready." So she gets on the phone with her mom and says, "Mom, my husband just slapped me. I can't take this," and that. And her mom goes, "What's wrong with you? It's just a slap. He's trying to correct you. He's trying to tell you what to do. Don't worry. It could be worse. He could have beaten you up. Don't worry. You just shake it off and go do what he asks you to do. And next time, don't repeat it. You know, you make sure his food is ready, since he doesn't like his food being late." Okay. So the woman shakes it up and thinks, "My mom knows best." So she goes into the kitchen and she cooks. A few weeks down the line, he comes home and says, "Did you pick up my dry cleaning?" "Oh my gosh, I forgot." And he goes, "What are you thinking, you stupid woman? I want to wear that suit tomorrow. It's 10 p.m. now and the dry cleaning is closed." And she goes, "But honey, you have so many suits." This time he slaps a boom boom and a punch as well, and pushes her to the floor. And she cries again and goes to her mom and says, "Mom, this time he punched me and he slaps me. Mom, I can't take this." "Oh, come on. What's the big deal? Did he injure you?" "Mom, no, I'm not bruised or injured. I've just got pains and aches." "Okay, don't worry. Go get some paracetamol and use it. Look, sometimes men get angry. Maybe he just got upset at work and decides to take it off on you. I'm sure he's not like that. I mean, when was the last time he hit you? It could be worse. He could be hitting you all the time. This is just a one-off. He hasn't hit you in 3 months and he's done it now. Don't worry. It's okay. Sorry, my baby. It's fine." "Okay," she said, "okay." She shook it off, took some paracetamol, and was fine. 4 months down the line, another one happened. Now, this time, he actually took off his belt and smacked her with it. And she had bruises, and she had to go to the hospital. So she called her mom again and said, "Mom, see?" And her mom came and said, "Oh, this is a bit too much. Why would he hit you with the belt? At least when he was hitting you with his hand, it was better. Belt. Well, thank God, at least he didn't kill you. So he's just hitting you. Don't worry, you'll be fine. I will talk to him and see. I'll talk to his parents and see what happens." So this mother went to the parents' house and said, "Look, your son is hitting my baby with a belt. Why now? Why is he hitting my daughter?" And the parents said, "Well, we're sorry. He won't do it again. We'll talk to him." Okay, so the mother went back and said, "I've talked to his parents, but it could be worse. There's a woman, if you see them at home, the husband beats them every day and they're always in hospital, but at least it's a one-off, he won't do it again." So they called the boy, they spoke to him, he promised he wouldn't do it again, and he went on. Now, a year went by, nothing happened. She had a baby, she was fine and everything. Then one day he came home and was looking for her. Where are you? He came home late, actually. He was a bit tipsy. And then he slept off in the living room with all his clothes on. When he woke up in the morning, he was like, why didn't you wake me up? Why didn't you change me and take off my clothes? Well, I was breastfeeding the baby. He was tired. And I was like, what do you mean? How dare you argue with me? Is baby more important than me? Now you have a baby. You can't take care of your husband, right? Boom, 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 bam, bam, bing. And he begins to hit her. And she tries to defend her. Say, hey, you're now defending yourself. And he beats her to a pulp and she passes out. And she's rushed to hospital. And then she calls her mom again. And her mom comes in, mommy, I can't take this anymore. I need to leave. This guy is going to kill me. And the woman says, I'll kill you. He's not going to kill you. You know, men, I have told you, it is a drink. If he didn't drink and he wasn't drunk, he would never have hit you like that. He would never touch you. Don't worry, you'll be fine. It could be worse. You could be dead by now. You know, and at the end of the day, he would not drink again. We will talk to him. Had his own parents who came to the hospital, pleaded with her and told her, you know, don't worry, we'll talk to him. And okay, so a year went by, 2 years went by, they had two kids. Now this time around, what did she do? He came back from work and he was in the room and called her and said, come dear, let's make love. And she goes, oh honey, I need to put the kids to bed. We haven't done the homework. So I said, now. Anyway, an argument ensued. And what one? She was standing on the stairs and he came. No, actually, she was walking back down and said, honey, look, I'll be back soon. And he came after her and he pushed her. And unfortunately, she fell, hit her head on the wall at the bottom of the stairs and died. Now, what do you think happened? And when the mom came, the mom sat down next to her body and cradled her. And the mom said all she could hear was her saying to her, it is now worse. Because what happened? He has finally killed her. Now, the point is, everybody gives excuses all the time. We do bad things. We don't do the right thing, rather. We give excuses and say it could be worse. You know, you gamble away your money, your savings, you don't save. You end up in a one bed when you should have a 5-bedroom house and you say it could be worse. I could be living on the street. You do something wrong to your children, it could be worse. You don't take care of yourself, it could be worse. Now, when are you going to stop saying it could be worse? Why don't you look at yourself and say, I shouldn't have done this. This is the right thing to do. Let me do it. Let me stop. This is not right. Stop justifying bad things. Stop giving unnecessary excuses. Man up. Take responsibility for your actions. When someone is doing something bad, tell them off. Everybody come together and tell them off. If this husband had been told off and something has been done or somebody had said to him, look, your wife will leave you now. You must not slap her from day one. And the woman had gone to stay in her parents' house. Something had happened about it. Or he had gone to seek counseling for his anger issues, we wouldn't be in this mess we are today. Now, the point is, giving excuses all the time, it could be worse until it was finally worse and there was nowhere else to go until she actually died. Now, that is a story, but it does happen. People die all the time from abuse. People get into trouble, lose everything from giving excuses and from justification. They never take responsibility when they should. You don't stand up and say, I did this wrong. I shouldn't have done this. How are you ever going to learn from your mistakes if you don't take responsibility? If you don't see it as a mistake and decide to correct it? I mean, I'm always saying you can't keep doing things the same way and expect a different result. Whoever said that from day one was right. If you keep doing bad things and you keep justifying it, you're never going to move on. You just keep doing those things over and over again and your life is not going to move forward. So my darlings, as you're listening to me today, I pray this blesses someone and it makes a difference. Stop justifying the bad things you do. Stop giving excuses. Take responsibility. Thank you. Well, you know I love you guys. You take care. Don't forget to be a blessing and make a difference. This is She Heals checking out. Have a wonderful day.